This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core. 'Cause my roots, they run deep. Oh, oh yeah, so little faith. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in my veins. I know it, and I will not negotiate. I'll fight it, I'll fight it. I will transform. When the fire's at my
You're on That Sports Show, Joy 94.9. That was Katy Perry with Rise, the theme song to the Rio Olympics, playing that one in our own little opening ceremony tonight, because Rio is upon us and we've been so excited in the build-up to it. Mal is your host here on That Sports Show, where it's Wednesday the 10th of August and it's now 12 degrees and it's going to go down to 6 tonight. Stu is still enjoying the wonderful warm climes of Europe, so you've got me and Anna, who will be on the line with us to talk Rio, and it's a whole Rio show because that's all it's about, this sports world at the moment. We're forgetting about other sports, except for Chicks Talking Footy, because they've got a great big match this Saturday, the Pride match, Sydney and St Kilda at the Docklands Stadium. So we'll leave that to them, Fiona, Danae and the bench, as we call them. Tonight I've got Anna on the line. Good evening, Anna.
Good evening, Mel.
How are you, Anna?
very excited, Mel. I have been an absolute zombie since the Olympics started.
Well, you're lucky, Anna. I work probably longer hours than you, and so tonight I barely made the show, but I'm here, and I haven't watched as much Olympics as you, so I'm looking forward to your feedback. Before we get into the sporting action, the Aussies, and then the rest of the sports, we'll dedicate the first half of the show to Aussies and their medals, and the second half of the show to other sports going on. Firstly, the opening ceremony, Anna. I thought it was a bit understated. They didn't have a big budget. I kind of was a little bored, but I really enjoyed the athletes coming in and checking out the outfits. What was Sweden wearing? And, of course, seeing Giselle do her final catwalk across the arena. So what were your thoughts, Anna?
Well, I think for me the best moment was, as you say, the athletes coming in. Mm-hmm. Although, hello, it's not the closing ceremony. Let's at least try and look a little bit dignified at the beginning of the 2 weeks.
Yes. Yes, definitely. But the outfits were amazing. There were some really nice designer ones.
That dress on Giselle, oh my goodness.
Yes, that's right.
And the guy playing the piano and singing the song, The Girl from Ipanema,
yes,
was the grandson of the man who wrote The Girl from Ipanema.
Oh, that's right. And, of course, there was a lot of social media about the Tongan judo player who came in oiled up. And also, of course...
You think he may have used a bit too much oil now?
A little bit, Anna, yeah. But also, the big moment was the lighting of the flame. And, of course, the rumour was Pelé was going to do it, the most famous son of Brazil, but his health hasn't been good. So the gig went to Van der Eyde de Lima, who famously was winning the marathon in Athens in 2004 and was grabbed by a spectator and lost his rhythm and ended up with a bronze, and he got that honour, and it brought a tear to my eye, and I'm even welling up now as I talk about it.
I know exactly what you mean. It was a really wonderful moment.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Now, Anna, we are now at day four of the Olympics, and Australia has, as of right now, I updated
four
gold, no silver, and five bronze, because we got a bronze today. But it's our first day without a gold, but we got two on the first day, one on the second day, and one on the third day. We'll go through those golds. Mac Horton in the 400. Yes.
I was actually going to say that our first gold medal was won on the shooting range by the wonderful Catherine Skinner in the women's track. Congratulations to her.
No, she didn't win the first one, Anna. She won the third one.
She won the first one.
No, you're mistaken. So the first one actually was Mac Horton, the 400 free. Now,
No.
Oh, well, let's argue. Let's not argue, but let's just talk about the medals. Now, Mac Horton in the 400 free. What an amazing race that was.
It was brilliant, Malcolm. Mm. That was a top-class, world-class field, and he won it in an emphatic style.
He really
looked as if he was going to be headed at all.
He hung on. I was worried that the Chinese Sun Yang was going to get him. And the comments after the race when he said that he was clean, Mac Horton, have stirred a lot of Chinese social media. But Mac's ignoring it, and the Australian swim team and officials are behind him. So good on him. And then our second gold medal that we'll talk about was the women's 4x100 freestyle with Emma McKeown, Brittany Elmsley, Bronte Barrett, Kate Campbell, and then swimming in the heat was Madison Wilson, who Emma McKeown replaced for the final. Now, what an amazing swim that was. It was a world record. I was jumping up and down going, yes, yes.
they did a terrific, terrific job. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And the best thing was Kate Campbell in the pool at the end of the race, her three teammates are looking down on her, and Brittany Elmsley was crying her eyes out, and Kate's going, oh, Brit! And you could hear it as clear as a bell on the commentary.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. That was a great swim, but did you notice that the Americans had in their 4x100 the super swimmer, Katie Ledecky, and she gave it a really good red-hot go, but she didn't manage to catch Kate Campbell. So that was a great finish.
Well, in fact, Kate Campbell actually had to catch up to the Americans because she didn't dive into the pool first.
No, that's right.
In the final leg.
Well,
she overhauled Katie Ledecky, not just catching up to her. She overhauled her.
Oh, that was terrific. Now, Anna, you talked to me about the next medal. Of course, the one you say is the first, I say is the third.
And I'm absolutely wrong. Our first medal was the men's team archery. We came bronze.
No, I'm talking about golds, Anna. We're talking gold.
That's
then we'll talk bronze. We'll talk bronze
That's
later.
Where I've mixed up.
Okay. Now, you tell me about...
Kat Skinner and the women's track.
Yeah, you tell me about that.
I know absolutely nothing apart from the fact that the trap is a shotgun event and Catherine Skinner shot better than anybody else in the final.
Yes, I watched some vision of that one. I've watched all the gold medal events and I've watched some vision of that, and it was quite a nerve-wracking final. She was up against a New Zealander, Natalie, can't remember the last name. And
Rooney.
Oh, thank you, Rooney. They both missed shots because they were very nervous. And Catherine Skinner held her nerve. Now, Catherine's a Victorian. She's from Mansfield. So hello to everyone up in the high country listening to Joy 94.9, where it's now 10 past eight. If you've got any feedback on the Rio Olympics, we're happy to hear from you. You can text us to 0427 Joy 949, which is 0427 569 949, or you can email us to onair@joy.org.au. And I've also already received a message. Charlotte is listening in the country there, so that's good. Thank you, Charlotte.
She's up in the high country, isn't she?
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Charlotte. Now, Anna, you can now tell us about the women's rugby. Do you know much about that?
I do indeed. In fact, Australia won the inaugural women's gold medal in the rugby sevens.
Yes.
And that's an absolutely brilliant result.
Yeah.
They
were amazing, Anna.
They may not have achieved what happened after the playoff for ninth place, where one of the Brazilian players was proposed to by her girlfriend on the field at the end of the match.
That's amazing. That's made worldwide headlines as well. Congratulations to that couple. But, yes, I did watch the women's rugby seven. I watched a lot of their matches, and I was so excited. I really enjoyed it. Being a sevens rather than a rugby 15...
It's a much faster game.
Well, faster and a lot more gaps, so it's easier for scoring tries, and the crowd is loving it. And those Aussie girls, they're fit. And they're determined and they're strong. I really enjoyed watching them. I hope to see more women's rugby on TV because it was very exciting. The men's rugby seven starts soon, so I'll be interested to compare the two. But I tell you, it's been one of my highlights already, and I really enjoyed it, and I congratulate those girls. It's going to do wonders for women's sport in this country. Now,
well, we hope so, because it's not... I mean, Australia's opening pool matches, 53-0 against Colombia, 36-0 against Fiji, and then they drew with the USA 12-all, and yet at the end it was clear who was the best team.
Yes.
The USA didn't make the medal round even.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, we beat New Zealand, which we always love doing. The New Zealanders tweeted that, oh, it's great to get a silver, but it's not great to be beaten by Australia. Now, Anna, moving on to the bronze medals, quickly, in the men's 4x100 free, James Robert, James Magnusson, Kyle Chalmers, Cameron McAvoy, and in the heat, Matthew Abood, clung on to get bronze in that relay, so that was a good effort from the boys. The Americans won that one with France second. Now,
the French are getting, I wouldn't be surprised if the French get up and beat the US and Australia and everybody else at a world stage meet very soon, because they are just getting better and better.
That's right. Now, also the women's 3 metre synchro, Annabelle Smith, also from Melbourne, and Madison Keeney came up with their last dive and got into the bronze medal position. I saw that. That was quite amazing. Their last dive was their best dive. So well done, girls. Italy.
I mean, the Chinese were first, and Daylight was second.
Yeah, no, and the Italians, Tania Cognotto from Italy, this was her fifth Olympics and her first medal, so I was very pleased for her. Keep on trying and you'll succeed. Then, of course, your first medal that you mentioned, the team archery, was a bronze for Taylor Worth, Alec Potts and Ryan Tyack. Well done, boys.
Yes.
It's a first archery team medal. And then
I will mention that they're all competing in the individual event.
Yes.
And the round of 16 is on tonight, and we'll be seeing Taylor Worth and Alex Potts got knocked out last night, but we'll be seeing the other two team members tonight.
Yeah, okay, that's fantastic. Now, quickly, in the men's team equestrian overnight...
No, not the men's team equestrian, Mel. That's the
Yes.
Team equestrian, because equestrian is a mixed event.
Oh, that's right, but the team only had men in it. I'm sorry, I apologise. But overnight, Australia was leading in the teams and leading in the individual going into the show jumping, but there were some bars knocked down, and so in the end, they managed fourth and fifth in the individual, and a bronze in the team. Stuart Tinney, Sam Griffiths, Shane Rose and Christopher Burton. Well done. And finally, one swimming medal today.
Because Chris Burton was in the gold medal position.
Yes, he was.
Individually, yep. Going into the jumping, just that it, unfortunately they didn't quite have the what they needed.
That's right. You've got to have the nerves of steel, and the horse wants to do it. Now, finally, one more medal today. Emma McEwen in the 100 metres freestyle for women. She actually was leading at the turn in under world record place, and she was doing her best. She went out hard, and she had to, because otherwise you're playing catch-up. And she was beaten into bronze. But congratulations, Emma. She was thrilled with that because she raced it as well as she could. She left it all out there in the pool. Now,
and that's the best you can do.
That's right.
And Bronte Barrett, I think, who was in the same event,
yep.
Swam a PB in the event.
Yes.
So, and Bronte Barrett said, I don't care where I came. I swam a PB, which I haven't done for years.
That's terrific. And that was her final race in Olympics, her third Olympics, Bronte Barrett. So congratulations to her. Now, we could talk all night about swimming, but we can't. We'll have to, because I'm talking really fast because there's so much to talk about.
You're on That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
New to Joy podcast, Sonia the Screamer and Clay Tox embark on a Melbourne International Film Festival adventure on sci-fi and scream. Steph, Clayton and Beck take a look at the Olympics with two fantastic guests, including former Paralympian Kobe Scott on Stand Up Straight. Enjoy a smorgasbord of sweet musical treats on the latest Babble Pop podcast. David and Sue of Friday Drive present a lineup of diverse guests, including Wendy Stapleton on Driving You Mad, Driving You Crazy. And outtakes are absolutely fabulous and looking for closure as they celebrate two of this year's most anticipated queer films. Joy Podcasts, when you want them, where you want them, at joy.org.au and via iTunes. Share them today.
You're on That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
Anna, now, we talked, of course, Aussies and opening ceremony in the first half of the show. Now we're going to talk about what else has been going on at the Olympics, because if you were watching Channel 7, you would think Australia was the only country there. But definitely there are a lot of other countries and a lot of other sports apart from swimming and rowing. Now, your first thing you wanted to talk about, Anna, was tennis. Tell me a bit about what's been happening in the tennis.
Well, the great shock in the first round was the beating of world number one Novak Djokovic by former Grand Slam winner Juan Martín del Potro of Argentina,
mm-hmm.
who won two very tight tiebreaker sets, and he'd actually been off the circuit for 2 or 3 years due to having to have three wrist surgeries now.
Yeah, and he's come back and then get injured again, then he comes back, gets injured again, and he's back on his third time. Very emotional.
He had a couple of good matches at Wimbledon. But the match at the Olympics was just incredibly emotional. At the end of the match, they were hugging each other across the net, and both of them were crying on each other's shoulder.
That's right.
And Potro from relief and Djokovic in devastation.
Yes.
And Djokovic is also out of the doubles.
Oh.
Delpo's out of the doubles, but he's in the third round of the singles tonight.
That's so fantastic.
I'm going for the Argentinian, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, you should be going for the Australians, Anna. Now, the Williams sisters also lost in the first round of the doubles. Now, they've won three gold medals in Olympic tennis, and they'd never lost a match at the Olympics. And they lost first rounds to the Czechs, Lucy Safarova and Barbora Strycova, who actually never play doubles together, but they play passionately for their country. And so that's good news for other countries. Now, beach volleyball's been going down there on Copacabana Beach, get it right, and in massive stadium they've built there on the beach. And they're playing at all hours, after midnight and whatever. And the lovely thing is you see this view from the stadium, and up there on the hill is Christ the Redeemer, but it's dark, and so he looks like a Christ just in floating in the sky. It's amazing. But the standard's been...
The colours of the Brazilian flag... projected onto him, I think, yellow and green.
Yes, he does, and blue. And the Australians have been doing all right in the beach volleyball down there, but it's a big spectacular there. Now, diving...
Mentioning the beach volleyball
There
are a number of out athletes playing beach volleyball, including the excellent Brazilian pair, Larissa França.
Mm-hmm.
She got married in 2013.
Yes.
And there's also a couple of... another Brazilian... and a Dutch beach volleyball player, Marleen van Eersel.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Dutch, there are a number of happily out Dutch athletes.
Yes.
For example, the dressage starts tonight in the equestrian.
Yes.
And Edward Gull and Hans-Peter,
that's okay.
Hans-Peter Minderhood are a couple, and they are competing in the dressage for the Netherlands.
That's fantastic. But you actually mentioned that last week. Now, moving on, because time is short tonight. I know, too bad. But we've got lots of sports to talk about. So quickly, other sports that are going on, I'll mention them. And then we'll, time permitting, we'll talk in a bit more depth. Diving's going
Australia's in the semi-finals of the women's soccer. Sorry, the quarterfinals of the women's soccer, which was this weekend.
Yep. There's also going on
Brazil.
Yep, that's great. That will be a huge match. Now, and I'll just mention a few sports before you talk in depth about any of them. Diving is going on, rowing is going on, cycling's going on, basketball, canoe, slalom, water polo, swimming, hockey, gymnastics. So briefly, diving, they have
Tom
had...
Tom Daly.
Yes, Tom Daly got a bronze with his partner in the...
his diving partner.
Yeah, his diving partner. Not his boyfriend, fiance, in the 3 metre synchro. Rowing, Australian crews are doing well there. Kim Brennan is the favourite for the women's single sculls.
She has made the A final. She has made the A final overnight, Malcolm.
Yes, I saw that, Anna.
She's not the only Australian to be doing well in the single scull. In the men's pair, we're also through to the A final.
Yes, they did really well.
And women's double sculls, both David Watson, Christopher Morgan, and Sally Kehoe and Genevieve Horton mm-hmm. are now through to the B final, which means no possibility of a medal.
Yeah, that's right.
And the rugby sevens, the men lost to France.
Oh, dear.
Shock.
Oh, I didn't know that. I haven't kept up as many results as you. Now, the cycling, briefly tell us about the two road races in 15 seconds.
Well, how about I just say that tonight the women's individual time trial and also the men's individual time trial, Australia will be represented by Catherine Garfield and Rowan Dennis.
Yes.
And in the men's road race, I didn't watch the women's, I'm afraid, but the men's race was absolutely brutal.
Yes.
I think less than 50 people completed the race. With over 140 starters,
mm-hmm.
and that was won by the Belgian Greg Van Avermaet, who also won a stage and led in the yellow jersey the Tour de France a few weeks ago.
Oh, fantastic.
So now, congratulations to the Belgians.
Now, basketball, the Boomers and the Opals have had great starts. The Boomers have won their first two matches, and it's the first time they've done that at the Olympics. And I'm thinking they're a dark horse because they have a lot of NBA players, and they just seem different than the Australian Boomers of the past, where they had a lot shorter players who didn't play in this world-standard basketball. So watch out for them. I think they'll go far. And the Australian Opals, the girls, they're doing really well too, and they had a tough first up win against the locals, Brazil, who had the crowd behind them. Now, water polo, the Australian men are playing at the moment, and they've drawn with the favourites Hungary, 9-all, and they lost, I think, 10-9 to the hometown Brazilians, and that was a big match too. So they're in with a chance. Hockey, the Hockey Roos haven't had a good start. They've lost to the USA and to Great Britain, but they've still got a chance of going through if they do well in their matches.
If they don't win tonight, that's it, they're gone. And to be at the level the Hockey Roos are at and to be in the position they're in must be devastating for the girls.
Well, I noticed their play. I would be frustrated by their play. As a hockey player myself in my youth, frustrated by their play. But they've got to beat Argentina and they've got to beat India and Japan. If they beat India and Japan, they'll make it through, but they'll end up playing, you know, the top side from the other pool. So that's tough for them. And that will probably be the Netherlands or something like that. So keep it going, girls. We're behind you. Gymnastics, Australia's only competitor there. Larissa Miller. In the females, she had a fall on the floor, but she had a good routine on the bar. I'm not sure if she made the individual apparatus final. I'm sure we'll find that out. Now, briefly, before we go on, of course, next week, I've told everyone in advance, I'm going overseas on a holiday, which I booked before the Olympics. So I'm a bit mad about that with myself. And the Chicks Talking Footy are going to fill in, and they're going to be the Chicks Talking Rio next week for me. And then the week later,
They'll be taking over for you.
They will. And then I'll be back to do a wrap-up of the Olympics in a fortnight's time. So just wanted to let you all know that. But I'm not running away. I'm just so mad at myself that I booked my holiday overseas when the Olympics were on. I'm going to...
Well, I don't know what you were thinking now.
I have no idea. I'm going to Southeast Asia, so I'll be watching a lot of badminton and table tennis, apparently. So we'll see what happens. But that's life. Now, what else have we got there? Canoe slalom. Jessica Fox has been doing well. She was ninth in her first run and second in her second run down the challenging course there. And she made it through to the next stage, I think, which was the semi-finals. Amazing times happening there in Rio, Anna.
Yes, indeed.
Yep, and look,
the women's individual all-around final in the gymnastics is tomorrow.
Yes.
But I don't think the Australian girl did qualify.
No, because she only did two out of the four apparatus, so she wouldn't have qualified. She was aiming for apparatus final. Now, briefly... I'll mention swimming again quickly. There have been some amazing world record performances from Kasinka from Hungary in the individual medleys.
Hoshu.
I couldn't think of the last name. And Michael Phelps winning more gold in the pool.
21 gold medals.
Yes, that's right.
21 gold medals.
Over five Olympics. He's amazing. And, of course, Katie Ledecky, amazing. Watch out. Her career is going to be as good as Michael Phelps, if not better. Watch out for her. She's only 19 and it's her second Olympics. So there's been some amazing efforts out there. So, Anna, we have Danae and Fiona coming up with that chick talking footy, more like those chicks talking footy. So I've had a pleasure talking with you about the Olympics, Anna, and I
enjoy chatting with you now.
Yeah, and I will talk to you after the Olympics with the wrap-up of how they went and how we ended on the tally. Because, of course, at the moment we are coming fourth behind the Chinese, the Americans and the Hungarians, all because of Hosu's doing so well in the pool. She's got three of their four gold medals.
I'm going to put together an out LGBTIQ team.
Yes.
Every team with an out athlete in it, I will call as part of a team.
Yes.
And we'll see how many medals they manage to win.
Yeah, that would be good, Anna. I'd like to see that.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'd like to see that on the tally. Now, I hope we do well, Australia, and we have a great games, and we will...
And I can't wait for Usain Bolt.
Yes, that's right, Anna. Thank you. You've been listening to That Sports Show on Joy 94.9 with your host, Mal, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to the Rio Olympics.
You're on That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.